Yes, g'day all. It is Thursday, April 18, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. Loz will be back tomorrow. Blocker will be in to preview the round in the NRL as well after 7 o'clock. And in all morning is Josh Reynolds. Grubby, a very good morning to you, mate. Gee, you're here, there, and everywhere. NRL 360 last night. Matty John show, and here you are on the quick backup once again.
Well, all it is I'm filling in for the great LD. He's just a jet setter now, you know. Laurie Daly, he's in Singapore. He's doing this, he's doing that. And I get the call. I say, mate, you got to fill in for Loz. So he's, I don't know if he knows how much I actually, you know, I love him and I help him out a lot.
Yeah, you feel you. Running short balls off him, mate.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. But I do enjoy it, mate. And, yeah, happy to be. I don't think we've ever been a dynamic duo together, have we?
I think we might be on debut together, just on our Pat Malone.
Good
block. Blocker will be in with us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate, you're not going to get too much stepping from me. I'll be just running straight.
What would you be? If you were to play in the NRL, what position would you be, you know? No, it's...
Oh, well, it'd be certainly in the forwards.
In the forwards. I reckon a bit
love
of
to wear the 13 jersey.
I was about to say there that. You go. Ball playing lock.
Until I drop it. We got plenty of news this morning. We've got footy tonight as well. The Roosters up against the Melbourne Storm at Allianz Stadium in the AFL. St Kilda up against the Western Bulldogs. We've got Champions League on this morning as well. And some massive games. Second leg quarterfinals. Gee. Real Madrid have scored early against Manchester City. So they're up 4-3 on aggregate. And Bayern Munich and Arsenal is scoreless, and that's 2-2 on aggregate. So we'll keep an eye on those games this morning as well. We've got some great guests on, and we've got big news at the Panthers as well. But before we get to all this, the Sydney Derby, you were an honoured guest of Sydney FC there last Saturday night at Allianz Stadium. Could you have gone to a more dramatic game? Tell us about your experience going back to... You know, amongst the Sydney FC faithful, as you did throughout your teenage years,
in particular.
When you were there, you know, prominent in the Cove. Take us through your experience back there at Allianz as the Wanderers equalised in deep into stoppage time, and then Jaden Kaczarski gave Sydney FC the latest of winners.
Let's just say it brought back some amazing childhood. Teenhood memories, and I think I carried on even more when he scored that second goal. But yeah, thanks to Sydney FC for having us out there at the game, and what a game! It was actually perfect. You know, it was nil all for a while, and I was with my mates, and they were like, "Oh, because they're footy heads."
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, "Oh, something happened. This is why I don't like soccer." Yeah. But I actually still enjoy it. You know, like just they're athletes, aren't they? They're constantly running and just very, very fit. And then it just bang, 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 goal, goal, goal. And we may or may not have had a little wager on it as well, which made it even better. So great night. And yeah, I actually loved it. And the fans are unbelievable. They honestly, I know, you know, the footy fans, they're very passionate, but the soccer fans, they're getting more and more like over in England. They just don't stop.
Yeah.
The whole time, like that was probably the best thing to watch. Like the game was a bit stale at the start and stuff, but obviously a cracker at the end. But just watching the crowd, I don't know how they got so much energy. They just never stopped. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm glad you had a little win too, because that would have been a tough watch.
It was.
It's not a bet unless you sweat, as we say, Grubby.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
But this big news at Penrith yesterday, that the club had granted James Fisher-Harris a release from the final 2 years of his contract on compassionate grounds to sign with the Warriors, who, let's face it, look like they're an absolute juggernaut now. To get Fisher-Harris, 4-year contract from next season, fills the void, of course, left by Adam Fanua-Blake, who leaves at the end of this season and heads back east. Well, on the east coast of Australia to play with the Sharks. He's the New Zealand captain now, Fisher-Harris, 28 years of age, Golden Boot Award winner, triple premiership player, mammoth signing for the Warriors. It was a shock for everyone. Usually these things get out, and they didn't.
And you know what, Mino? I'm actually happy it didn't. Like, it just shows that you can do it without someone leaking something or someone. It's actually really good from both clubs, and I love it. So moving forward, you know, what it does is it doesn't get the Penrith players thinking about it. It doesn't get the Warriors players thinking about it. It gets the right people upstairs who sort of that type of stuff, contracts and whatnot. It gets them just talking it behind closed doors. And that's what I love. It doesn't affect the footy season and whatnot. And wow, biggest signing in Warriors history.
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, there you go.
Easy. I just think it's, you know what I love? I heard the reason, a bit of the reason why he wants to do this is because he's obviously the New Zealand captain.
Mm.
And he really wants to go over there, play for the Warriors, play for New Zealand and lead his country. Like, that's amazing. Mm. For the culture, for the game. For everyone involved, like for the Warriors, wow, who do they turn into now? Honestly, it's obviously
the way it all attract players as well.
Massive middle.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. Like now, people are like, well, Fisher Harris is there, and Sean Johnson. Well, he's a year-to-year proposition with his contract situation. You're going around again, aren't you? Provided you know, fit and healthy and playing decent footy, which he is again, mm-hmm. as he did last year. So you want to play in that team, don't you? If you're a player, potentially a free agent.
He's not missing out on that one, Middo.
Yeah.
He's done all the hard yards, you know. He was there, he left, he's come back, and the Warriors have been great. But this will take him to the next level. James Fisher-Harris will absolutely take the Warriors to the next level. And obviously, Andrew Webb's had a lot to do with this. He was at Penrith and must have had a really good relationship with Fisher Harris, and obviously Stacey Jones is the New Zealand coach now. So just a great, great signing for a country that is on the brink. And I know this is a big call, but I think we might be on the way to taking over the All Blacks.
Oh, gee, hang on.
I know it's a big call, but mate, look at rugby league.
There's no doubt. Bulldog was on about this yesterday.
Mm.
There's no doubt that they're the flavour of the month over in New Zealand, and they're capitalising on, there's fatigue with Super Rugby in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
but the All Blacks are the All Blacks.
Yeah, fair call.
But you know, Kiwis are jumping on board all over the country over there with the Warriors because they're great to watch.
Yep.
The atmosphere is awesome. And as I said, there's a bit of fatigue in Super Rugby, and that's a whole different issue for rugby to figure out is the best format for Super Rugby in both Australia and New Zealand. But while that's going on in the background with rugby, the Warriors are just capturing the imagination of the people there because they're winning and playing great footy.
Do you think, you know, if it, say the Warriors obviously have another massive year, you have to have a big year this year, Fisher Harris gets over there and just takes them to another level, does this give New Zealand a big chance of having another NRL team?
Well, again, Bulldog pondered this yesterday. I just think for a while, let's embrace the Warriors.
Yeah, fair call.
Because we've seen this before with them. We've seen them have, you know, great moments. They've made two grand finals and then they have periods of mediocrity. I can just capitalise right now on the Warriors' success all around the country, make them just a consistent juggernaut, the Melbourne Storm going forward.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, if you put in a team too quickly over there, do you dilute it too quickly? I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting to hear from, you know, Kiwis over in particularly the South Island, because he'd naturally put the second team in a place like Christchurch on the South Island to have that distance with Auckland. And generally, I know in rugby terms, North and South Island, there is a big rivalry in New Zealand. So, yeah, it's a question that will be thrown up for sure to capitalise. How do you capitalise on this? But I just reckon for a period of time, leave it alone. And for one, they've got to win a premiership. Now there's expectation, isn't there,
Grant? Yeah, there is. Absolutely.
With Fisher Harris there next year and providing again how they go at the back end of this year, they'll be close to premiership favourites next year.
Absolutely.
Very close to, if not favourites.
Yeah, have to be.
Mm.
And then on the flip side, massive loss for Penrith.
Oh,
and I know they've lost. And everyone's speaking about it. Doesn't matter. They've lost, you know, Critter, Kicks, Birdo, all these players. But Fisher Harris is a different level. He is the best front rower in the game now. He leads. Everyone says Nathan Cleary leads that team, and he does. But Fisher Harris is the leader in that amongst that forward pack, who are the best pack in the game. They work for each other unconditionally. He's going to leave a massive hole. And I think unless another Fisher Harris comes through, and look, there might be one in the ranks of Penrith, but he's going to leave a big hole in that Penrith
team. I've done a list of the players that have left Penrith from their last three grand final winning teams. Flying Fish, Props, Shock Shift is the headline on the back page of the Telegraph. This is Penrith's last dance, 72 hours to land the big fish. So big story naturally, and lots of articles about it today. And okay, Grubby, so since their 2021 grand final win, Penrith have lost Stephen Crichton, Matt Burton, Jerome Luai as of next year, Appy Corrissauer, James Fisher-Harris as of next year, Kirk Capel, Billy Kickow, Spencer Lenu, other names, the likes of Paul Momorowski, Tyrone May, Brent Naden, Charlie Staines, Jamin Semin, Jack Cogger. Could Sunia Taruva be next as well? It's indicated that, well, you know, this could help as far as, you know, freeing up money for him, but it's where you want to spend your money, of course, as well, with Taruva being an outside back. But that is some list, isn't it? And straight away, reports indicating the club will target the West Tigers, Stefano Toikamanu, whose contract there. Now, this is an interesting one with his contract, as it's been widely reported in the last 12, 24 hours, that basically his contract for next year is triggered by either the Tigers making the eight or him playing two Origin games for New South Wales. Interesting one. Some of these clauses get into contracts, I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
This is what the bottom teams go through, is managers, in the interest of their clients, put it on, well, if you want him, you got to deliver for him, and we're putting these, you know, measures in the contracts. Like, you could never imagine a Penrith and Melbourne Storm allowing these sort of clauses in the contracts.
No chance.
But, you know, I guess teams like the Tigers in recent times, they probably do allow these just to get the player on their books, don't they? So, it'll be interesting to see what happens there with the Toikamanu, but he's also, other clubs are really circling him as well with the knowledge of these clauses. But even a Toikamanu, it's not yet filling the void, is it, to be left by James Fisher-Harris?
No. I'm not going to say nowhere near, but different type of player.
He's been good so far this year. Great. In particular.
No, he's been great, but this is just going to leave a gaping hole. And look, they'll get someone. They'll get a big feat, like 100%. Like, people will still want to go to Penrith because they know they know it's a great system. And the one thing that Penrith have always got as well, they're all from, you know, NRL all the way down to Harold Matz. They've got a great system. They're always churning through the players, and then they find one. And I'm a part of the flag with Josh Jackson at the moment for the Dogs, and played Penrith flag the other day. They're all the same. They play the same. They got the same communication on the field. It's methodical.
Who won?
We lost, unfortunately. But yeah, it's going to be a massive loss. But look, for me, Fisher-Harris moving from the Warriors and seeing all those, sorry, to the Warriors and seeing all those players go, it's just, isn't it unbelievable how the NRL works now and the salary cap? Like, the names you just mentioned there, Mido, like,
they're like rep players, if not just high quality first graders.
Some of the best in their positions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Stephen Crichton's easily the best defensive centre in the game. Appy Corrissauer at the moment is one of the best hookers in the game. Kickow's playing out of his skin at the Bulldogs. Like, it's just unbelievable. Mm. And it's Ivan's probably just sitting there going, wow. do you think someone like Ivan would be, when all this is happening, you're obviously happy for them to get better, like bigger contract, better opportunities. But deep down, he's got to go, gee, I wish I could have more. Mm. Just stay.
You got to give credit to the Panthers, though, because they clearly just haven't given any indication of standing in Fisher-Harris's way. He's approached the club and gone, look, I want to move home to New Zealand. He was under contract next year and the year after. So that's big for the Panthers. The Panthers could have dug their heels in.
Mm.
but out of respect to someone who's been, you know, one of the mainstays of their three premierships, they just have gone, rightio, go for it, basically.
Mm. That's it's the utmost respect you can get from a club, I reckon, Mido. Very rare that would happen. Without nothing getting out.
Mm.
Without no one even saying Fisher Harris has asked for a release. Mm. Seeing Fox everywhere. It's all over the shop. And then but look at what he's done. Got him three premierships. This era of the Penrith dominance, you know, he's laid the platform. So good on both parties, as we said before. It was a nice, clean transfer.
On the text line, they will promote from within, and then in 2 years' time, the kid that gets promoted will be the best front rower you've ever seen, because Penrith, says Jesse from the Gong. I don't think we'll be surprised of that, the way they've just been able to... Well, it's like, you know, it's just a factory, isn't it? They just keep producing quality and talent. Hey, lads, all those players that have moved on from Penrith, does that just show the dominance in general of Cleary Jr. and Senior? Ask Smitty. Well, it indicates the stability it gives them, that's for sure, and the confidence it gives the club in general. And you do have to take, like, you know, we always talk about Bellamy, Bennett. I mean, Ivan Cleary is probably underrated now in that regard and shouldn't be. Triple premiership and dealing with this sort of turnover.
Absolutely.
Should never be understated, obviously, his impact and influence.
The system that he's got, it's unbelievable. Like, you look at, and that's the thing, Nathan, and this just proves how good Nathan is, because whenever he's in a game, he's always in full control, and he must just be dictating to everyone on the field where to go, what to do. But then on the outskirts of it, you've got Ivan and all his coaching staff making sure every single person on that field knows their job, exactly what to do. Because that's the thing, Penrith never look confused. Even when Nathan Cleary doesn't play, in comes Cogger, in comes, you know, all these players that have come through, the backup half, Sean O'Sullivan, mate, they play out of their skin. Absolutely out of their skin in such a good system. So you've got to take your hat off to them.
Craig says, Mido, keep an eye out for Preston Ricky. Next big thing out of Penrith, says Craig. So he's an interesting. I saw some commentary on this yesterday. Morning, boys. Do you really think the Warriors are gaining more than this year, considering Adam Fanua Blake is leaving? I'd say Adam Fanua Blake is better, in my opinion, says Boy Bunny. And there's no doubt it's in the conversation as far as, well, Adam Fanua Blake's in the conversation for best prop in the game. But Fisher Harris being the New Zealand captain and the aura that brings to going to the Warriors. And I ask you this. Out of Fanua Blake and Fisher Harris, you got to pick one of them to play for your life. I'm picking Fisher Harris. I remember you always used to pick Steve Waugh. We spoke about this in cricket. Who'd bat for your life? Oh, Steve Waugh.
Oh, man. For me, like you said, you could put them both and compare.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Fanua Blake's a star, for sure.
But what you just said is a great point. Yeah. What he brings to the Warriors, the actual Warriors. Fisher Harris goes to the St. George Dragons, it's not the same. That's a great call what you just said, but what he's going to do for that club, for that country, he wants to lead his country to the next World Cup win. That's massive.
Interesting on putting, you pondered whether, you know, you put a second team, you know, in New Zealand soon. Gav says, boys, my wife's family lives in Christchurch. I travel there regularly. All they talk to me about is league and how they want a team. Starved of footy all year round with the Crusaders, only playing games that wrap up mid-year compared to league. Also want to stick it to the North Island by having their own side. So that's Gav. Bit of perspective over there for someone who goes to Christchurch. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out with the expansion, of course, on the horizon, but it seems like the PNG path is where the game's going to go because of government money.